Hi, Joel.
Hi.
You mentioned French a little bit to Anthony about Caden. You've been really trying to, focus on his workload and getting him into games. And obviously, right before he got called up, you were giving him a couple of games off as well. He hasn't really gotten to the games. Do you think that that's part of the reason why he's not as sharp as he usually is?
Yeah, well, he's a young guy, right? So then you go to the NHL, then he didn't play much, right? Then he played a couple of games. Of course, he loses rhythm a little bit. He was doing really well with us. He's still a young goalie. We like, remember, he's 1999, right? He's still young. He's one of the youngest guy we have here. Never forget that. He's not a 23-year-old goalie. He's going to be 22 at the end of the summer. So he's still learning the rope. He's a good kid. I mean, I know it's a tough start for him. We feel for him. It is what it is, and you're right. Like, he plays in the NHL a couple of days ago, then he comes with us today. It's a change in environment, change up. It's a lot for a young guy, and that's what we call them. They become pros, right? If you look at Xavier Ouellette, he's much older. He goes to the NHL, he comes back down, he's solid. Like there's a growth in your life that you need to have. And like I always said, we want everything quick, and that's why we're in the NHL. So that's why the game is what it is tonight. A lot of movement, a lot of guy coming in and out. We're short, and the effort was there. And Caden, he's a hardworking kid. He wants to do well. So there's no, for me, there's no. It's what it is. He's gonna be fine. It's part of the mileage, part of being a hockey player.
And Josh mentioned that the guys are really competitive, and there's no easy games against Toronto. Obviously, it's really physical, and the tension's a little bit high, obviously, in a 5-game series. What are you looking for in the last 2 games? And
Well, I think we're digging deep right now into the energy level. So I'm gonna ask for the focus on the, like, you get 41 shots tonight. I think we could get 50 and probably higher quality one. So I feel we're still in sync, but I'd like us to be more focused. But like I said in French, like, I have to look at a big picture right now. We're digging deep. Like, we played 9 forwards last game, back to back, came back and playing tonight. So, and some guys were in the NHL game a couple nights ago, travel all day to get there. So I'm not looking for excuses, because it is what it is. But like, Toronto used fresh body. They'll have 5, 6 guys they're going to use tomorrow fresh. So it is what it is. I think we got to be a little cleaner, but fatigue will do that, right? The focus, when you're fatigued, we're just losing a guy a little bit here and here. So I can't be too hard on the guy. Like, we're still competing hard. Like you said, the guys are digging deep. We're in that grind right now. It's going to be 4 and 5 last tomorrow with short effective. Like, this is the reality. You get to, as a coach, see the big picture. The effort is there. The guy want to do well, like you said. Then you're on the short end of the stick. It's not like we got dominated 50 shots to 12. It is what it is. And there's a reality to this week and to this season. So I got to stick with the guy on that. And I challenged them after the first period, and to me, they delivered. And we give one scoring chances in the second, and it goes in. So it is what it is.
Chris?
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
So Laurent Dauphin is currently on a 5-game point streak, has 10 points in his last 8 games. What do you think explains his recent success?
Well, his grit, he's out there. He's giving his, he's giving everything he's got. I think he's playing straight hockey, which I like. He's more consistent. He's one of the guys we've used a lot. Like, if you'd see the ice time of our forward the last 3 games, it'd be like, because it is what it is. We went short in Toronto the first game, we lost the guys, and second game we were short again. So this is why, we're using Josh in front, and like, that's the reality this year in the AHL. And it's not a lack of will. It's just right now we're digging deep, and Dauphin's getting success because he's digging deep. I feel we fall short on the short end of the end of the stick the last few games. But guys like Dauphin and everybody, and a young guy. Remember, we have rookie like Arvi Pinard, Ilonen, and it's a big week for them. They're playing tons of minutes. Brooks played 23 minutes last game, I think. So, the guys are working hard. They're getting, some of getting more success. Maybe some don't as much, but it's not a lack of effort. So I'm behind the guys on that for sure.
In the last nine games, the team has gone 2 for 22 on the power play. Both goals were scored in the same game. What do you think explains like the lack of goals?
We're on and off on that one. We do still have chances. Maybe not tonight, and we got a couple tonight, but a lot of movement of personnel. It is what it is, right? And you don't look for excuses. They made a difference probably in a couple of games. We'd like to, you know, hit the post a couple of times. It is what it is. I think if we were in a 76-game season, we would say we're in a grind right now. We're overusing people left and right, and we're digging deep in the game. And like you can see tonight, the emotion is high. It becomes one shot, one side. And, you know, they call it on Wheeler a penalty. There's no goal. Like, that's where we are right now. We're digging deep. But the performance are not quite where we'd like them to be. But I still think we're giving ourselves a chance by effort and some detailed play. We just need to be a little better. But again, I can't forget how it is to be a player. Those guys are digging deep. You know, when we're giving goals early and goals go in, we don't give many scoring chances, now they go. So it gets the team to a different state of mind. So we got to take that in consideration. But hey, when they work, they won't be in trouble with me. And they work tonight. They dig. They're a tired group right now.